the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them on the road would be called what?
On the feet?
Yes.
Horseshoes.
The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto are called?
That's a hoof.
What is the game that you play with those shoes that you put on the horses?
Pitching horseshoes.
What is the male sheep called, Uncle Mo?
A sheep. I can't think right now. A goat's called a nanny. I can't think of what they call a female sheep.
How about a male?
He's called a ram.
Uh-huh. What about a female sheep? The nanny?
A nanny would be a goat.
But
I can't think what they call
it. Do you ever call it a ewe?
Ewe. Well, that's a young, real young one.
Uh-huh.
That would be a baby sheep.
And you can't think of what the female sheep would be called?
I can't think what to call them.
Y'all don't have a lot of sheep.
No, we never did have sheep in this country.
What are sheep raised for, mainly?
For the wool.
What do you call a male hog, Uncle Mom?
A boar hog.
And is that the name that's used in the presence of women, or do you have a more polite name? What if you
stock hog.
If you were standing around with the farmers talking, what would you call it?
Boar hog.
What would you call a male that's been altered so that I guess he couldn't mate?
Uh-huh.
What would he be called?
Well, let's see. I can't think right off. A stag, I believe.
Mm-hmm. How big must a pig get to be called a shoat?
Oh, about 40, 50 pounds.
What is an unbred female called, Uncle Mom?
A gilt.
What do pigs have on their backs?
Have bristles.
And the big teeth that a hog has?
That's a tush.
You know, the things that an elephant has, would you call them the same thing?
That's a tusk.
What if there were two of them?
Well, they usually have the tushes. If there was more than one.
Was this pretty common?
Yeah, pretty common.
Even in the domesticated pig?
Yeah.
Now, what'd you put the food in for the picnic?
Put it in a hog trough.
And do you have a name for a hog that's grown up in the wild?
Well, nothing more than just a wild hog.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say that you're going to do with him?
Castrate him.
Would you use the same term for a horse, a calf, or a tomcat?
Yeah.
What is the noise made by a calf when it is being weaned?
Blatant.
You might say the calf began to...
When he got hungry, he'd go to blatant. Calling his mama.
What is the gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time?
Well, that's lowing.
And you say
a mooing.
The cow began to...
Begin to low when it come feeding time.
What's the gentle noise that a horse can make?
He'll neigh.
And the horse began to...
Begin to neigh.
And that's the gentle noise that they make?
That's sort of the gentle noise they make.